has joined.
Richard Brown.
Michael Christian.
James Piotrowski.
Has joined.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Lincoln Strawn, and this is a scheduled pre-hearing conference in the matter of determining whether the integration order in docket number CC 2016
ODR
has joined 01001
applies to the permitted proposed Barlow 2-14 well. And I know a couple other folks are just joining on the line. So if you did not hear my opening, I was just welcoming everyone to this scheduled pre-hearing conference, and my name is Lincoln Strawn, the hearing officer assigned to this matter. So as I mentioned, we have some folks on the line. I was able to understand some of the folks on the line, but not everyone. So if I could have everyone's patience just while we get started, I want to make sure I understand everyone who is on. So I heard Michael Christian from Snake River Oil and Gas. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon. Heard James Piotrowski for Attorneys for Citizens Allied. Is that correct?
Yes. I'm
welcome.
Here.
Okay. All right. And then let's see. And I'm sorry, I'm just making some notes. Just so everyone's aware, our state system that we use for these telephone conferences has an interface that I work with, and so I can see the numbers and the lines. Mr. Piotrowski, could you identify yourself just one more time so I can see what line you're calling from?
Yes, this is James Piotrowski for CAIA and its members.
All right, thank you. And then same for you, Mr. Christian, if you could just briefly identify yourself one more time so I can see the line you're calling from.
Sure, Michael Christian here for Snake River.
Thank you. All right, and so let's see. And I'm not sure if Mick Thomas is on the line. Are you on the line, Mr. Thomas?
Hi, Lincoln. Yes, this is Mick Thomas. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Gotcha there. All right. And then is Christina Fugate or Joy Vega on the line?
Good afternoon, Joy Vega. Christina Fugate will not be attending today.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you. And then what about James Thun from the Department of Lands?
Yes, this is James Thun with Idaho Department of Lands.
Great. Thank you. Then let's see. Do we have Chuck, is it Rocious from Environmental Defense Institute? Nope. What about Steve Rapinos from Trinwell Energy?
He told me he would not be participating.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Piotrowski. All right. And then I heard, I think it was a Mr. Brown on the line. Nope. Okay. Well, I show two more lines open, and I'm not sure who they are. So if I have not called your name, if you would please identify yourself.
This is Judy Irene Shaver, and I'm a mineral owner in Barlow 214.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Shaver. And then there's one other line that if I could have you identify yourself. So if you have not heard your name, call with you.
Are you hearing Richard Brown with Snake River Oil and Gas?
Yes, that is it. Okay.
Okay.
And sir, you're from Snake River. And so Mr. Christian is representing Snake River, but Mr. Brown, you're welcome to listen and participate as you and your counsel see fit, okay? So I think I have everyone, and again, I appreciate everyone's patience while we went through that. And so the purpose of this pre-hearing conference is to let us cover any matters that we need to in preparation for the hearing, to ask and answer any questions that may be outstanding, and basically have a forum so that everyone is prepared for this matter going forward, including me, the hearing officer. And so my role in this is to, when we have the hearing, is to listen to what everyone has to say regarding the issue at hand and then write a recommended order that will be submitted to the commission. And so that's kind of an overview. And so what I'd like to do to start with is talk about our hearing date. So Mr. Piotrowski submitted a motion to continue the hearing that was scheduled in a couple weeks here. And I'm fine to grant that motion in March 9th in the afternoon is fine with me. Mr. Piotrowski, let's go to you. You filed the continuance, and in your motion you said you were able to speak to some of the parties, but not all of the parties. And so is March 9th your understanding of a good date, or did you want to explore some other dates while all the parties are on the line?
As far as I can tell, March 9 and 10 were good dates for everybody who both both responded and intended to participate. So in other words, that was the only date that there were no objections to.
Okay, gotcha. So, and I know someone, and sorry, Mr. Piotrowski, someone else just joined the line. If you just called, this is Lincoln Straw, the hearing officer, and we just went around and I got everyone's information of who is on the line. So if you just called in, would you please identify yourself?
Isabel Bilbao with Bilbao & Company.
I'm sorry, one more time?
Isabel Bilbao with Bilbao & Company.
Okay. And Isabel, would you mind spelling your last name, please? The Bilbao?
Yes, of course. B as in boy, I-L, B as in boy, A-O.
Thank you. And may I ask your interest in this matter?
We're calling in on behalf of Snake River Oil and Gas.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you. All right. And you have not missed much, Ms. Bilbao. We just identified everyone on the line, and we were talking about the hearing date. And I was talking with Mr. Piotrowski, who filed a motion to continue the hearing. And so as of right now, we're rescheduling the hearing from February 24th to March 9th. For the folks on the line, is there anyone who cannot make a hearing date of March 9th? And I'm thinking if we start at the same time that we're starting right now at 1 o'clock.
Nate Fisher
has joined.
Okay. And we just had Mr. Fisher join us. And Mr. Fisher, who are you with? Who do you represent, or what is your interest in this matter?
Office of Governor Little.
Okay. Thank you. And so we were just going through a couple preliminary items, Mr. Fisher, and we were talking about the hearing date that was scheduled for February 24th, but as of now, we're moving it to March 9th. Is anyone on the line unable to make a March 9th hearing date at 1 o'clock? Nope. Okay. So our office will send a new notice listing that new hearing date. So next question, we're starting in the afternoon, and I'll start with Mr. Piotrowski, then anyone else can join in as well. Are we thinking we're going to need more than one day for this hearing? You know, in my mind, if we're scheduling a March 1 o'clock start time, we'll probably go until like 5 o'clock. If it goes that long, if it doesn't go that long, then fine. But if it goes longer than that, then we may think about having a second day already scheduled. Mr. Piotrowski, do you have a sense of how long your side of the hearing will take?
I anticipate calling either two or three witnesses. Could be more, but not likely. And I think that none of them would be, you know, particularly time-consuming. I'm thinking that an awful lot of the record in this case is going to be written. Since there were prior proceedings, that this is largely a follow-up to, and that I think will help inform the hearing officer. But I think that getting through what I currently have planned, and I can't say that my plans are finalized in any sense, but what I currently have planned should be possible in a couple of hours. I mean, as you know, Mr. Strawn, I've done a lot of these telephonic hearings, and they seem to go a lot faster than they would if it was live and in person. So what I would normally call probably half a day's testimony if we were live in an evidentiary hearing. I think we'll go a good deal faster than that because it's via telephone.
Okay. Thank you. And so let's go to Mr. Christensen. Do you have a sense of how long it would take to present your case on behalf of Snake Oil and Gas?
I currently view this case as one that should be decided as a matter of law based on the existing orders and the statute. I would anticipate if we call any witnesses, it might be one, I expect we could probably accomplish in an hour. I can't tell you how long argument might take, assuming you take up a motion for summary disposition, but I have to expect that would take some time as well. But my goal would be to be done on the ninth.
Okay. All right. Well, I think what we'll do here is let's schedule the hearing, as I mentioned, for March 9th at 1 o'clock. And then I'm just going to schedule an overflow day for March 10th, starting in the morning at 9 a.m. And obviously, if we don't need that day, then we'll conclude on the 9th. But in case there's additional things that we need to cover, whether it be testimony or anything else, let's go ahead and hold that March 10th date in the morning. Does that March 10th date not work for anyone? Nope. Okay. And again, our office will put out a new notice on that and send it to the parties. And so the hearing scheduled for February 24th is officially rescheduled to March 9th, starting at 1 p.m., and if we need it, we'll continue the next day at 9 a.m. on March 10th. So, got that covered. All right. So, Mr. Christian brought up a couple of things. One, that this case should be decided as a matter of law and so forth. And that kind of brings me to another topic I wanted to talk about, and that is whether the parties wanted or needed to do any briefing leading up to the hearing date and as part of the record of this case. Mr. Christian, we'll go to you. Did you want to submit any written documents that are not already in the record, whether it be briefing or any other thing that you think should be in the record in lieu of testimony?
I anticipate submitting something in the way of a motion for summary disposition, which would have briefing attached to it, which would serve a dual purpose as a pre-hearing brief, I suppose, as well. Okay. And it's going to reference documents that are already in the record from previous proceedings, although I might attach them to a declaration so they're all in one place for the hearing officer's convenience.
Okay. Thank you. And then obviously if with that motion, the other parties would get a chance to respond to that, that I would want before the hearing date, if possible. Do you have a sense, Mr. Christian, of how soon you could get that motion in? Considering today is February 10th, so we're about a month out from the hearing, could you get it in, say, within 2 weeks, or do you have a sense of another time frame?
I can certainly get it in within 2 weeks. I'm hoping to get it in sooner than that.
Okay, gotcha. All right. And Mr. Piotrowski, let's go to you. And as I mentioned, obviously, you and any other party would want to respond to any motion filed. But aside from that, did you also, you mentioned you may call two or three witnesses. Did you want to submit any briefs or any other motions that you know of at this time?
Nothing that I can think of.
Okay. All right. What about anyone else on the line? And again, any party that's on our notice would get any motion filed from any other party, including the motion that Mr. Christian referred to. Aside from that, would anyone else anticipate submitting any other written documents that are not already in the record? And really, anyone on the line is welcome to respond. Just go ahead and speak up now if you have an opinion about that.
Mr. Stone, this is Joy Vega. The department has been, I guess, anticipating filing a written report, kind of just generally covering the rules and statutes that the department has applied related to both integration order and the application for permit to drill. If that might be useful to you as the hearing officer, the department doesn't plan on making any type of recommendation, but rather just being available to, you know, to provide what information about what it has done in these proceedings. So, and then through that written report, there would be a department witness available for essentially cross-examination at the hearing if there is any.
Okay. Yeah, and that sounds fine to me, and it sounds like, Ms. Vega, and as the hearing officer, I would appreciate that. I think anything that can clarify the rules and laws that we're operating under here from whatever party is submitting that from their perspective, I think that would be helpful. And it sounds like that could be submitted independent of any motion that Mr. Christian submits. And then if there's need for an amended follow-up to that or a reply, then certainly you could have that. You know, my goal is just we have a hearing date, and just if anything's going to be submitted, to have it submitted in time that everyone can review before the hearing and in case respond before the hearing, and then obviously talk about it during the hearing. So Ms. Vega, you know, just clarify, yeah, I would welcome that, and I would think that you could send that really as soon as you have that ready. Okay. Anyone else besides Ms. Vega or Mr. Piotrowski or Mr. Christian that wants to weigh in on any written documents submitted before the hearing date? Nope. Okay, good. All right, so we got that covered as well. So at this point, really, I would like to open it up to any other matters that the parties want to discuss, whether that be discovery or stipulations or any other procedural or substantive matters that would be appropriate to talk about during this pre-hearing conference. And again, the whole idea of this conference is so we can cover any things that we need to just to make for orderly procedure of this matter. Mr. Christian, we'll go to you. You mentioned your motion that you're planning to submit. Are there any other matters that you would like covered now and or before the hearing date, including any questions you may have?
No, I think your order, your previous order has a deadline for submittal of witnesses, witness list and exhibits, which I assume will be adjusted for the hearing date,
correct,
for the new hearing date. I don't think that there's anything else that needs to happen other than that before the hearing.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Piotrowski, same question. Anything we need to cover or any questions you may have regarding this matter at this time?
None that I can think of. You know, I think that, none that I can think of. So nothing to add.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Vega, same question to you.
Not really. However, I do want to make sure that, maybe it's not even making sure, I guess, based on the record for this specific proceeding on the oil and gas website, it's unclear, it appears that the kind of the foundational documents that, you know, for example, the 2016 order might not have been provided to you yet. So I guess it might be useful for the council on this call to know what the Oil and Gas Commission has provided to you for foundational documents, so that we can make sure to get those to you, but then not to be duplicative.
Gotcha. Yeah, thank you, and that's a good thing to bring up, Ms. Vega. So when I have the website, and let me look it up, get it right up here now. So I have the Oil and Gas Conservation Commission website. that has the application from Snake Oil and then the denial letter and the appeal and then different responses to the appeal documents as well as comments on the application. And so I have access to all of those documents, and then I also have specifically the integration, the orders, the actual orders for integration regarding docket number CC 2016-OGR 01-001, then that's also with 01 and 002. So I have those actual orders of integration. Then I have, just want to make sure I'm not repeating anything. And so that would include the final order. That was in the matter of the Snake River Oil and Gas application. And then I have a 219-page set of documents that is from Mr. Christian's office that includes the application, and this is from the 2016 action that regards the 01-001 2016 docket case. And then with that, I have, you know, all the documents that came with that. Let's see. And that in that set had the orders of integration as well. Are there any other documents that anyone feels I need to be aware of at this point or we want to make sure is in the record? Ms. Vega, we'll go back to you.
It sounds like you probably have everything, so nothing comes to my mind immediately. I would just pass that question to either Mr. Thomas or Mr. Sun.
Okay. Good point. Mr. Thomas, we'll go to you. Any other documents that you feel I should be aware of or we should specifically identify as being in the record at this point?
Mr. Hearing Officer, thank you for the opportunity. I'm honestly thinking about that. Give me a few minutes to see what else. I think you've got a pretty robust record right now. There's one other document that I'm thinking about. I just want to check. I'll hand over to James first and then come back to me.
Sure. Okay. Mr. Thumb?
Mr. Hearing Officer, I'm also reviewing the documents. I don't see anything right now that maybe should be added, but let me review as well.
Okay. Mr. Piotrowski?
I don't know that I have anything to add. I am not familiar with whatever packet Mr. Christian provided you. I don't see that listed on the docket for this proceeding, but I could just not be seeing it. If that's been provided to the hearing officer, I'd appreciate it if it could be provided to the other parties as well. Electronically is, of course, fine.
Sure, okay.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Mike Christian.
Yes.
I guess I'm going to ask a question about whether you can identify what the 219-page packet is, because I don't think I've provided anything in the context of this proceeding. And I'm wondering if what you're looking at is the original application for an integration order that was submitted back in 2016 and all the materials that would go with it.
Sure. Okay. And so let me do my best to describe this. And so it's a letter dated May 18th, 2016, and it has your office's letterhead on top of it. And
yeah.
It was directed to Mr. Schultz, Director of Idaho Department of Lands, and it was regarding the application of AM Idaho LLC and Alta Mesa Services LP for integration of unleased mineral interest owners in the proposed unit consisting all of Section 14, Township 8 North, Range 5 West, Boise, Meridian, Payette County, Idaho.
That's the integration application which resulted in the August 5th, 2016 orders for integration.
Okay.
With respect, that's the application with respect to Section 14, which is what we're dealing with. So I'm I'm going to guess that what you have is not only that letter, but all of the exhibits that were submitted with the letter. And some of them were somewhat lengthy, so that would explain the number of pages you've got.
Correct. Yes, it does have the exhibits okay. in there.
I will make a comment that on the department's website, only the orders for integration are posted at this point, probably just because of the passage of time. And the application materials themselves are not in connection with that docket number. So my suggestion is it would probably be useful to all the parties involved if that packet was posted to the docket in this case, so everybody has access to it.
Okay. I think that makes sense as well. Mr. Thomas, can we coordinate with your office of getting that packet up on the portal there?
Yeah, I agree with that. And Mr. Christian is correct. It's just a passage of time and bringing information into this docket. We want to provide everything we can for the public and everyone to have access to. So of course we will. And Mr. Christian, please coordinate with that. And in general, if you guys know my staff, they're probably already evaluating that, everything that we've talked about already. So it'll be up there as quickly as possible. Thank you for that. And to go back to the answer of any additional information that I would like to provide for the record, I think, you know, if something comes up, something comes up, the document that the department provides, and in this case I am with the department provides will, you know, encompass all of that information. So I can say that as of right now, we don't have anything additional other than whatever report we provide to you, Mr. Officer.
Okay. Thank you. All right. And, Mr. Thumb, let's go back to you. Did you think of any other documents that you think we should talk about at the moment to make sure they're in the record?
Mr. Hearing Officer, no, I did not, other than what Mr. Thomas has stated.
Okay. All right. And so I think we covered the documents then. Basically, at this point, I think we've covered all the things that I wanted to hit. Is there anything else that anyone else thinks, maybe you just thought of it recently or something that has come up in our discussion about the documents? Mr. Christian, let's go back to you. Any other matters that you think we need to discuss at this point?
No, I don't think so, sir.
Okay. Mr. Piotrowski?
No, I look forward to seeing what we come up with, and of course we'll, you know, let the hearing officer know if I think there's anything missing that would be helpful. So.
Okay. Ms. Vega, and you brought the point of documents, and it's a good one. Do we have it covered at this point, or is there anything else you think we need to look at?
Thank you. I believe we have it covered, and no, I don't know that there's anything else at this point in time. And like Mr. Thomas and Mr. Thumb said, we'll make sure that the 2016 application and order are easily accessible on the website.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Will, if there's nothing else, I know we have some other parties on the line that hasn't spoken up, and I assume that's just because they're here in an observation capacity, which is fine. But if there's nothing else, I think we can go ahead and conclude this pre-hearing conference. Our office will put out the new notice with a new hearing date and new deadlines and so forth. And we should be able to send that out tomorrow and send it to all the parties. And then we'll look forward to any documents coming in. Ms. Vega mentioned that her department was going to submit something, and then obviously the motion that Mr. Christian was discussing as well. And so we can react to those motions and documents accordingly. But if there's nothing else, we'll go ahead and conclude and plan to have the hearing on the 9th. And I thank you all for your participation. I know it can be challenging with a telephone conference, especially when so many people are on the line. So thank you for everyone's courtesy and participation, and we can go ahead and disconnect now, and I hope everyone enjoys the rest of your day. Thank you.
James Pietrowski.
Michael Christian.
Richard Brown.
Has left.
Nate Fisher.
Has-